It's time to talk with Liz
and Peter. Good morning, my love.
Good morning, my love.
Wow, that was a good one. I'm impressed by that.
Thanks.
Yeah, how'd you sleep last night?
You can't tell by my voice.
That's
according
how you sound right
to
now.
My Fitbit, I got 6 hours and 25 minutes, which is the least I've gotten in 2 weeks.
Shout out, Fitbit.
Yep.
Sponsor this episode. Not really, though.
Still woke up on time.
Still looking fly, though.
Still grateful for coffee and Adderall.
How do you feel about your little bun hairdo in the morning?
So, I'm really lazy, and as everyone who listens to this know, I wear my hair natural, which for a black woman is a lot of work. So, like, you have to keep it, like, oiled and conditioned, and I have to keep my scalp oiled and stuff, and it is just so much work to manage my hair every day. So usually, like, Monday mornings I take a longer shower and like wash and condition my hair and put like all the oil, like all the oils and like conditioner and stuff in it, and I put it up in a bun on Monday. And I just fucking wear a protective cap at night. A bonnet. And I leave the same bun in all week long. Like, wear it to work. And it's Friday right now, and I've had this bun in since Monday. And, yeah, it's staying in through the weekend. Yeah. I am lazy, and I go to great lengths to not have
to
deal with my hair.
She's going for it. Just 1 week buns.
1 week buns.
Week old bun.
It helps
She's
make...
She's stale.
It helps make getting ready for work a more streamlined process, not to deal with my hair.
I bet.
Honestly, if I didn't have my face shape and I could get away with shaving my head and just getting, like, going to a barber, like, every few weeks...
Or buying some clippers and doing it yourself.
I would not do it myself. But if I could get away with shaving my head, I would. My sister did, and it looks amazing. But my face shape does not lend to that, so... Here we are, with a bun.
Ah, if only our heads were shaped the way that we wanted them to be, the world would be a much different place.
Oh, I accept. I'm appreciative of my face shape. I just can't have a bald head.
All right. No bald-headed baddies walking around my house.
I love a good bald-headed baddie, though.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Amber Rose.
Right?
Booty.
I remember the first time I saw Amber Rose in a magazine spread, and I just immediately had a crush.
Yeah.
Remember that outfit she wore to that awards show, the chainmail one?
Oh, yeah, I do actually remember that.
Yeah.
Looking like a crusader or something.
So good.
Yeah, booty representation. If you like it from the front, wait till you see it from the back, ack.
Yep. Thanks for the Doja Cat reference.
Oh, but I'm also slinging crack in the back of the ack.
All right, babe.
You don't even know who that is.
No, I don't.
No, don't worry, you're not gonna either.
Okay. How are you this morning?
Well, you know, I'm doing fine. I'm having a good morning. I'm chilling. I'm drinking coffee. Again, woke up without my alarm, like, a little before 6, so I feel like I'm on a good routine. Have we talked about how I'm down 30 pounds on the podcast? So, since September, I have really cut back on drinking, and I've only drank on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's since October. Since the start of October. Because I did Sober October and then kind of kept it rolling. And, yeah, 30 pounds down. All of the lifts that I do, I'm, like, I'm like at PRs on all of them.
So, starting at what weight and ending where?
Well, I don't do weights. I do body weight, like calisthenics. And so
it's
all about...
Well, I meant, like pounds, like...
Oh, you mean my body. I was like maybe two, so I think my heaviest during this time, like, and by this time I mean the last like few years, was, and this past year, like right before I started Sober October, I think I was like 227.
Yeah.
And I'm down to 195 now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, feeling good, like feeling pretty lean right now. But yeah, calisthenics are going well, not drinking is probably the main thing. Just, you know, so many carbs not going into my body every night, not binge eating while drunk, you know, that kind of stuff. So that's nice. Yeah, so I feel really good about my physical goals and physical progress lately.
Can I share mine?
Yeah, go for it.
When I started my more intense movement practice in January, I intentionally did not set any physical goals because my intention behind my movement practice is not to change or alter my body. Like, we've talked on the podcast about how I advocate for body acceptance and health. Like, I advocate for health, and whatever your body looks like when it's in health is good and enough. And I don't believe that we need to be trying to meet an unrealistic societal standard for what bodies are supposed to look like. And so I didn't set any bodily goals when I started focusing on my more on movement, but I was at like 237 or something in January, and I think now I'm at 214.
Woo!
That's
like 23 pounds, right?
Yeah, and so it's like that's just, again, I. Inspired by you, I cut back on drinking to like one glass of wine a night during the week,
mm-hmm.
and basically whatever I want on the weekends. But I have some sort of movement 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, whether it's the weight training 3 days a week, or I walk for like 2 hours on Tuesdays and Thursdays, mm-hmm. when I don't do weight training. So I feel like, the way I feel is, like, not like I'm trying to change my body, but I'm trying to utilize my body the way it's designed to be
mm-hmm.
utilized.
Doing human stuff.
Because I sit for a living at my job,
yep.
and I sit in the morning doing administrative stuff. So taking that time Monday through Friday to just get walking in or to use my muscles doing the weight training feels good, and it feels like self-care, and it feels like something I want to be doing, not like a chore or obligation or something I feel like I have to do to change my body. It feels like something enjoyable, and the benefit that I primarily am enjoying is not necessarily like weighing less, although that puts less stress on my joints and all of that when I am walking to weigh less, which is good. But I literally just feel stronger and more flexible and more capable in mm-hmm. my body. Like, things don't tire me out like walking upstairs like they used to. My sleep is better. I don't think I snore quite as much.
I would agree.
And I just feel strong. And...
which is always nice.
Like, even as I just, like, walk or move, like, my body feels stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I've been working toward, is that feeling of, like, competence and strength in my body. And I haven't had that in a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably since my mid-20s, I haven't felt this way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a good 7 years.
And that's because you're doing strenuous activity with weights 3 times a week, mainly.
Mainly, and I actually think the most change happened when I started including, like, a lot of walking.
That was before you started doing weight training, right?
I had always walked through grad school, like, 3-4 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm walking 5 days a week and I'm walking longer in addition to the weight training, I feel like I'm getting a proper amount of movement for my day based on how much I sit.
So... I want to push back on that a little bit, because I have a few friends who mainly get one type of exercise,
mm-hmm.
and they think that they're doing what they need to be the healthiest version of them, or like a, you know, somewhere close to it, and they're wrong, and you're wrong, and I'm going to tell you why you're wrong. You walked before you started doing weight training, and then you're saying that you're walking more after weight training. You know what's different in that whole thing?
The weight training.
And if you do the same, like, because walking is a kind of, like, steady state, you know, aerobic exercise, right? Like, the weight training is so different than that.
Yeah.
It is oftentimes explosive. It is weighted, right? That's a big difference than just walking. You know, what is that? Anaerobic exercise at that point. You are literally working different muscles because you work your arms and you work your core differently.
And
you work
really your legs big on back.
And back differently. And
which has changed my posture.
Lifting weights, especially in a fasted state, like you don't normally eat before you go to your workouts?
No, I do intermittent fasting, so I don't eat between dinner and like 2 p.m.
So not only are you building muscle by lifting heavy things and putting them down, but you're also doing that at a time when your body is more likely to burn the fat on your body.
Yeah.
Right? So you need to focus more on how impactful weight lifting has been, because you've been walking for a long time, and just walking more simply would not have gotten you anywhere close to you are now. And that strength that you talk about, like that liftedness in your life, that's not from walking. That is because you squat, you know, with a 60-pound kettlebell or whatever. Or, like, you get on the fucking leg press and you do 200-some-odd pounds.
230 pounds, bitch. Yeah.
So you're leg pressing your body weight. Like, those are the things that are making you feel strong. It's not walking. Walking's nice, and you should do it after your workout, right? Not before, because we've talked about, like, if you walk for an hour and a half before you actually work out, chances are you're probably not going to have the same amount of like peak energy as you would had you not walked before your workout. And when you're lifting weights, you want to be at your peak energy. You want to give it your hardest, best effort with good form on every rep. And you can't do that if you're already tired. So you need to, like, I know it's hard. Weight training is responsible for the big gains you've seen.
I believe you. Why are you...
Well, because you're like, you always like to dance around this. You're like, my movement practice, or you emphasize walking, right? But no, it's like, you're doing like the meathead football player shit, and that's what's like, that's what's effective, and you gotta value that. Like, you have to.
I do.
But you put it on the, like, you de-emphasize it every chance you get.
Okay, well.
The thing that is responsible for your success is something you de-emphasize every chance you get, and it frustrates the shit out of me.
Aw, baby. Well, just know I deeply value the weight training. Like, it is the highlight of my week, other than spending time with you in the morning and in the evening. The time spent in the gym, like, my job requires focusing so much on, like, so much of my mental and emotional energy on other people. And listening attentively and just being present for others. So my time in the gym is like such focused time on my body and on myself. And it's almost a mindfulness exercise because I'm so intensely focused on my internal experience and my breath and my form and what's going on in my body. And like that time spent on me feels like restorative for like going into my evening of like focusing on others. And so I think that's why I really like it so much. And I'm so grateful and appreciative for the opportunity to have it, because so many people, it's a privilege to be able to work with a trainer. And I recognize that. And it was also a gift from a dear friend to be able to do the training with her. And so, you know, doing it with one of my best friends and being like having the privilege to go there and have that attention put on me by a trainer that helps me is something that I'm incredibly grateful for and value deeply. So if I'm de-emphasizing it, I definitely won't do that moving forward because I see what
I gotta point out, like, I think the reason that you de-emphasize it is because you are someone who practices body acceptance, and like, you are someone who is an active advocate against fat phobia and that kind of thing, which, great things, I support like that stuff too. But I think because you're so on that side of it, things that are traditionally on the other side are repulsive to you, even though in this one very specific scenario, it's incredibly beneficial for you.
Yeah.
And that dissonance is what I'm getting like
triggered
by.
To that, I will say, this whole time since January, since I started, I have appreciated the weight training in the same way I've appreciated yoga in the past when I did it a lot in my 20s. Because while I have body acceptance and stuff, like, the weight training, like yoga did, changes the way I feel in my body, as you said. I feel stronger, I feel lighter, I feel more capable. And I realize, like you said, after listening to you, that I do attribute that feeling of strength and attunement to my body to the weight training, more so than the walking.
Delightful.
So, you're correct in that.
Big memes all around.
Big memes. So, yes. Sir, we're going into a weekend where we have basically no social engagement plans, like, that are set in stone. How are you feeling about the weekend? Any plans? Anything? Any intentions?
Yoga on the Nelson Lawn Sunday. So 2 p.m. if you're a yoga person. That's going on during the summer. But past that, I have a couple home projects that I want to work on. And I want to read a good bit. Past that, I don't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah, you want like a...
radio silence. Like, I mean, so here's where that gets complicated for me. I have a couple buddies in town for the NFL draft. I do not really care about that, but round one was yesterday. And two people flew in, one from Colorado, one from New York. And these are people I went to college with. And I want to see them, but I don't want to go to anything draft-related, necessarily. Not that I could, like, get into half the shit they're going to be going to. So, I like, finding a time to hang out with them that coincides when I want to actually hang out. Like, last night, I guess a bunch of them got together, but it was, like, last night at 10 o'clock, and I have to work today. And I was like, fuck that. Like, all you guys took off work. Like, I am not going out. You know, because they probably stayed up until, like, 1 in the morning getting shit-faced. Like, you know, whatever. Which, while fun, not really in my plan because I have to be somewhere at 9 a.m., right?
Right.
So, yeah. Want to see those goons, but that might be a tough one. I think they both leave on Sunday. But yeah, other than that, I just want to chill.
We've been having some pretty big social weekends lately.
Yeah. Oh, I am playing a basketball game on Saturday, I think at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
6 people confirmed already, I think. And I'm going to see if I can get 4 more and we can get a full court game going.
Nice.
But yeah, like that and yoga are my only two set plans. And I want to keep it that way.
Yeah, I wanted to speak to this because this is the first weekend in months where I have no plans today after work, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I have no plans on Saturday, and then Sunday is just yoga with you at the Nelson at 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I am in a interesting place in life where I'm trying to figure out what to do when I have free time.
Yeah. Always a good spot to be in. A luxury.
It's such a luxury and something I've been thinking about to the point where I'm Googling what are hobbies for women in their 30s.
Oh my God.
I've probably Googled it like 5 times.
You're tragic.
And everything that they recommend, I'm like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. And I'm trying to figure out, like, what do I do with my free time? Like, I don't have errands to run. There's only so much, like, you know, streaming platform I can watch in a day. I'm not drinking enough to be hungover anymore and sleep most of the day away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to make social plans just to make them.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have some time to myself this weekend to recharge because it's, you know, I've been working a lot. And I am just really curious what I'm going to do with myself. And I want to make it something restorative and interesting and use my time well. So maybe we can record after the weekend and I can give a report on how I figured out what the fuck to do with my free time.
Interesting project.
I know I set the intention on the podcast that I'm going to read more, which I've been reading like 6 to 10 minutes a day at work. And so I am doing that. I still am not meditating at all really regularly, but you know, start small. I'm starting with focusing on trying to read, and then hopefully we'll incorporate more meditation. But maybe I'll read like and sit outside this weekend and mm-hmm. just enjoy the weather.
Shout out Sunroom.
Yeah, shout out Sunroom. So I feel like I'm going to read. I might watch some movies. But another idea I had is like, I don't spend a lot of time alone doing things in the city. Mm-hmm. And now that we live in Kansas City proper, like
you could do that.
Maybe I go somewhere and like walk around or, you know, explore the city I live in now.
Yep. Oh my God. You're of a class where you can enjoy a place.
Holy cow.
Yeah. It's a luxury to have so much free time. 'Cause it's not like we have kids and mm-hmm. like,
indeed.
I don't know. So
shout out parents out there. You guys don't have any time. We do. Enjoy that.
Wow.
Yeah, big flex.
Big flex.
Yeah, big flex. Oh, hey, I can sleep into bed whenever I want. I don't fucking care. I free feed my cats.
What does that have to do with anything?
Childcare.
Oh, my God.
Look at what they have to do. Look at what I have to do.
Oh, my God.
I free feed my cats. I clean the cat box a couple times a week. Like, they what? Multiple times a day you gotta deal with a diaper? Right? You gotta feed that motherfucker multiple times a day. You gotta wake up in the middle of the night to feed that motherfucker. Come on.
You're making this sound really shitty.
Babies are overrated. I'm just saying. Babies, guess what? They don't pull their weight.
I know. They don't work or contribute to the household.
Can't fight. Okay, imagine. Pack of wild dogs comes through. What's the baby doing? Getting eaten. See, a grown man would take down at least a handful of dogs before the dogs overwhelmed him.
What is wrong with you?
I'm just saying, when society collapses, when global banking comes to a halt, when we become an isolated nation once more, the way that we were right before World War I, what are you going to do about the roving packs of dogs?
Send the babies after them.
Send the babies, yeah. You know, that's actually a tactic. Some animals will throw their baby at a predator so that they can get away, because they can reproduce, right? And they're smart enough. But the baby, like, fuck, that's basically just meat until it's an adult, right?
Oh my gosh, this conversation got derailed real quick.
Yeah, don't be a koala, all right?
What does that mean?
If they get too scared, they'll throw their baby at a predator so that they can get away, because they're just dumb as fuck. Also, they're just riddled with STIs.
Koalas?
Oh yeah, koalas. And they rape a lot.
What is going on? What happened to this conversation?
Packs of wild dogs, rapist koalas. This is what the United States is coming to.
Babe. So dear listeners, if anyone has ideas, who knows me decently well, if anyone has ideas of potential hobbies or things Liz can do with her free time, shoot me a text. Other than walking, reading, or watching a streaming service, I need ideas. Help me out.
You also can't suggest throwing your baby at a predator.